I really like doing pieces that were written when the composer was my age. I did a Mozart concerto, which was written when he was 27, and then when I was 27, and now this Beethoven, he was 30, I'm 29. So it's nice. I feel the youth and the energy of this, and it's, in the Beethoven at least, you don't feel all of the darkness that is in his later music. He still could hear, he still had some friends, you know, that were very close to him, and his personality had not changed so much. So it's wonderful in a way, but also I wonder what comes next, you know, for this. And I love the youth of this piece. It's inescapable. Every movement has this lightness, like champagne. When my sister and I are talking about music, it depends. When she's the soloist and I'm the conductor, she's the boss. It's her decision about the tempi, the sound. I mean, this is how I am with all soloists. It's their part of the concert, really. And I like to think of myself as the second violinist in the quartet, you know, following along, being very sensitive to what the leader is doing. When we play chamber music together, sometimes we discuss, we argue, you know, like any musician does, but it's family, so it's maybe a little more honest than sometimes. And then when in life, you know, we talk about many other things, and we go back and forth. She's a little older than me, 5 years older, so we have a great connection with that kind of, it's a kind of perfect age difference, I think, so we talk about all different kinds of things. It's difficult for an orchestra of this size to play Beethoven, early Beethoven, because it's written for a much smaller orchestra with different bows, different, entirely different way of playing when Beethoven would have heard this piece. So it's a challenge for everybody to find that sound when we play Dvorak, Mahler all the time. And so we worked on that today a little bit. But it's really, the sound is so beautiful and in the hall and the color and character of the orchestra is wonderful. The best thing for young people to like classical music is to learn it in school and to learn it when they're young. And I don't know the situation here, but in my country and in lots of the rest of Europe, more and more, there's less and less music in the school. So to replace that, I think that musicians have to go to schools, have to do performances, have to be active on social media to try to engage people and to show them how great the music is. Because I find most people think, oh, I don't like classical music, and they've never heard it. They think it's the elevator music. You know, they think it's Eine kleine Nacht music only, and it's such a variety. So I think once we can get them to come one time, that's sometimes enough to make them a fan forever.